إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مما بعد. Welcome all of you. We continue reading from Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, Imam al-Sabuni, of Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidahu Allah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh wa lilmuslimina wal muslimat. Ameen. We're sitting in the chapter of al-Shafa'ah, the intercession. The last point we mentioned is in a previous class, the Shaykh, he mentioned the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. The long hadith about Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgments. When a people are waiting for judgments for a long time, and then they turn to Adam alayhi salam to go and intercede on their behalf. But then Adam alayhi salam sent them to Nuh, and as it is mentioned in the hadith, قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الأنبياء يستحون أن يشفعوا في ذلك اليوم. Said the prophets, these are prophets, and they felt shy. They felt shy to intercede on that day, at that moment. But remember that the prophets will intercede. But at that moment, they feel shy. فَهَذَا نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَشْفَعْ He says, here is the Prophet of Allah, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He feels shy to intercede and to go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Shaykh قال, لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَهَاهُ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَخَدَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَقَاسَمَهُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ وَإِنَّهَا شَجَرَةُ الْخُلْدِ فَخَدَعَهُ وَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ نَدِمْ وَتَابْ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَعَنْ زَوْجِهِ قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Says Adam عليه السلام, his story is that he feels shy because he remember when he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade him to eat from a tree. He was in a Jannah. Him and Hawa alayhim as-salam. So he was in Adam alayhi as-salam. He was in the Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade him to eat from a tree. But the shaitan deceived him. And swear to him that he wants good for him, and that this tree actually is, if he eats from it, he will never die and he will live forever, and the like, as Allah tells us in the Quran. So Adam ate from the tree, but then he knew that he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he has regret, nadam, and he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah accepted his repentance and forgave him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about him and Eve, his wife, in the Surah Al-A'raf, in verse 23. They said, Adam and Hawa, they said, Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. If you do not forgive us or bestow us on us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. فتاب الله عليهما مع ذلك يأتي يوم القيامة مستحيا ويعتذر عن الشفاعة ويقول أنا أخطأ. Sheikh Rabih Ta'ala says, Allah forgave them, accept their repentance. And with that still, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he feels shy to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for intercession, to intercede on behalf of the people on that day, at that moment. And he say, I wronged myself, I disobeyed Allah. وَنُوحٌ دَعَى عَلَى قَوْمِهِ الْكُفَّارِ ومع هذا اعتبر ذلك خطيئة فيستحي ويخجل منها ويعتذر عن الشفاعة. As for Nuh, because Adam, he said to the people, go to Nuh. Because the hadith tells us that on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people after waiting for a long time for judgment to take place, then they turn to each other and said, what should we do? They like, let's go to Adam alayhi salam. He's our father. He's the first man that Allah has created. Let's go to him and ask him if he can go and intercede on our behalf with Allah. But Adam, he sent them to Nuh alayhi salam. But Nuh also, he remembered he has to make dua against his people. Because for a long time, 1,000 years, except for 50 years, he's calling them to Tawheed. They didn't pay him no attention except for a few. So he made dua against them. So he remembered that too. And the Sheikh Rabi said he considered that as a mistake from his part. That's why he felt shy. And he apologized. He apologized that he cannot go and intercede on their behalf. And he told them, go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You see? وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ كَذَلِكِ يَعْتَذِرْ عَنِ الشَّفَاعَةِ بِأَنَّهُ كَذِبَ 3 كَذَبَاتِ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ وهي توريات ليست كذبات لكنه أطلق عليها أنها كذب وهي توريات ليست بكذب حقيقي. إبراهيم عليه السلام also when the people came to him, he apologized and he says he can't go and intercede. And his excuse, he says that he has lied 3 times. But Sheikh Rabi said that's not even a lie. Okay, it was actually a reality what he says, but it looks like it's a lie, but in reality it's not a lie. And you're going to understand it in the example. بعضها مثل قوله عن زوجتي إن هذه أختي يعني أخته من الإسلام وليست بكذبة. One of those 3 things, when they went to Egypt, and he was this tyrant, he was a bad person, a king, tyrant king. So Ibrahim said to his wife Sarah, if this man know that you're my wife, he may fight me over you. So I'm going to tell him that you're my sister. So he said that's his sister, but he meant his sister in Islam. The ulama, he says, because there was nobody Muslim but them, that his sister in Islam. So Sheikh Rabi'i said, that's not a lie. That's his wife, but she's his sister in Islam, but he considered it as a lie. مع هذا مع شدة خوفه من الله وحيائه منه وعلو منزلته عند الله عز وجل يرى أن هذا خطأ ويراها ذنوبا ويخجل من الله وهو خليله عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو أفضل الأنبياء بعد محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وأبو الأنبياء لأنه ما بعث الله من نبي بعده إلا من ذريته. He said, سبحان الله, with all of the مكانة and the position that Ibrahim have with Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he fears Allah, but because of his shyness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep in mind the high rank that he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Khalilullah, still he see himself that he made a mistake. And these things that are not a lie, he considered them as a lie. And he feels shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he is Khalilullah, he is the best of the prophets after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the father of all prophets that came after him. Because no prophet ever came except from his progeny. alayhi salatu wassalam. Naam. وكذلك موسى وعيسى عليهم السلام. Also, as the hadith tells us, that Musa also, he sent the people to Isa alayhi salam. Then when the people came to Isa alayhi salam, he told them, go to Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went, as the hadith mentioned, and asked for intercession as it is mentioned in the hadith. قال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ ربيع وردت آيات تنفي الشفاعة وهي في الكافرين وآيات أخرى تثبت الشفاعة وهي في المؤمنين كما ذكرنا لكم. He says in the Quran if you have ayats that denies the shafa'ah, meaning it says that there is no intercession but for the disbelievers. There are ayats that says there is no intercession, but for who? Not for everybody in general. No, for the disbelievers. Those who die upon disbelief, they didn't die upon Islam. There is no intercession for them. But there is other ayats that affirm intercession, but for the believers. As it was mentioned before, the Shaykh says, فَيَأْتِي الْمُعْتَزِلَ وَالْخَوَارِجِ وَيَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِالْآيَاتِ الَّتِي تَقْصِدُ الْكُفَّارِ الَّذِينَ لَا تُغْفَرُ ذُنُوبُهُمْ بِحَيْمِ الْأَحْوَالِ. Now with all this, the Mu'tazila, a deviant sect, the Khawarij, who are a deviant sect as well, they look only at, and they use only the ayats that are applicable on the disbelievers. Those who die upon disbelief, Allah does not forgive them. And there is no intercession for them. But the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they use those ayats on everybody, period. Al-iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive shirk. Allah does not forgive shirk. But He forgives anything else less than it, to whom He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, فهذه الآية نستفيد منها. Shaykh Rabi Hafidhahu wa ta'ala says, we benefit from this verse 38 in Surah An-Nisa. أن الله يغفر لعباده المؤمنين أو عباده عموما ما عدا الشرك. He says Allah, one of the benefits of this ayah, that Allah forgive the believers. Actually He says for His servants in general. Forgive them their sins except shirk. Allah forgive all sins but shirk. And this is Niyam al-Qiyamah. But if a person is upon shirk in this dunya and repent to Allah, nah, that's how people enter into Islam. People, they be Christians, they be on something else, they be Buddhists, they be atheists, they worship different things, different false gods and deities. But if they repent in this dunya, and they become Muslims, alhamdulillah, that's different. Now, Allah does not forgive shirk if someone meets Allah with shirk on Yawm al-Qiyamah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فمن لقي الله لا يشرك به شيئا موحدا لله تبارك وتعالى فإنه لا بد أن يخرج من النار بإيمانه. هذا إذا دخل النار لا بد أن يخرج من النار بإيمانه, إما برحمة أرحم الراحمين وإما بشفاعة الشافعين, لا بد من هذا. And الشيخ ربيع حفظ الله تعالى gave a تفصيل, and this is the belief, and of course we're studying the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة. This is what the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, this is what the people, the أهل السنة والجماعة, they believe as their creed. Whoever meet Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah while not associating with Him anyone or anything in worship, no shirk, therefore this person die upon Tawheed, upon Islamic monotheism. If that person end up in the hellfire because of his bad deeds, have more bad deeds than good deeds, the Shaykh said that person will leave the hellfire. Anyone who died upon Tawheed will never dwell in the hellfire if they go into the hellfire. What's going to get them out of the hellfire? Their iman. But by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah's mercy, and because they die upon iman, they will come out of the hellfire. Or by the intercession of those who Allah allowed them to intercede. Because you remember the conditions of the shafa'ah. Now one of the conditions for the shafa'ah, for the intercession to take place, is that, what is it? Nuqman? Bi-idhnillah. Bi-idhnillah. Ahsant. What do you mean by the permission of Allah?
That He allows the person to intercede on behalf of the one.
Now, that's the first one. That for the intercession to take place, the one who is about to intercede has to be granted permission from Allah. Without that permission, cannot intercede. That's number one. Number two? Hassan? Ahsant, that Allah is pleased with the person that the intercession is for, the one who is going to benefit from the intercession. And that person now, that Allah be pleased with him, is it A, he's an Arab, B, black person, C, white, D, rich, E, poor, F, none of the above. Now,
I'm more like A and E. One, he's an Arab. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's poor.
He didn't wrong read, answer. Read well. Wrong answer. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't understand the question. What was the question?
Yes, if this person was A. If
he was no. What was the question, though?
Who would intercede?
No. See, that's not. No. See, maybe you missed the question. That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes people give a good answer, but not to that question. You see? Yeah, you're right. The Prophet ﷺ was an Arab. All right? MashaAllah. Zakallah khair. But still, that's not the right answer. What's the answer, Abdul? F. F. No, F. What was F? Huh? None of the above. No, none of the above. So we're going to do the question again. The question was, because the brother, he says, we have two conditions. Okay, for the intercession to take place. The first condition, because what is intercession? Somebody will intercede on behalf of somebody on that day, so that that person will be forgiven, will be entered the Jannah, will be taken out of the hellfire. Okay? So there is two conditions. Number one, no one will intercede except by Allah's permission. If Allah doesn't give permission to a person, that person will never intercede. That's number one. Number two, where the question was about, is that the one who will benefit from the intercession, Allah has to be pleased with him. And that's why I say, Allah is pleased with him because A, he's an Arab, B, he's a black, C, he's white, D, he's rich, E, he's poor. That was the right order too? Allah, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Or F, none of the above. Which one now?
None of the above.
Ahsant. MashaAllah. Zakallah. See now, see how the answer become clear once the question is understood. Sometimes people, they give you an answer, but maybe because they didn't understand the question. Question has to be very important part of answering. That's in the direction. Sometimes the person don't pay attention, and they give them the wrong direction because they didn't pay attention to what those people are asking for. And it happened to me sometimes because of hastiness. Sometimes it happened to me. I answer a question, and then the people, they're like, "No, that's not it." I'm like, "Why is not it?" They like, "But that was not the question." I'm like, "MashaAllah, I apologize." Go ahead, say the question again. So none of the above. If it's none of the above, we're still looking for the answer, right? So what is the answer? Okay, Akasha, you give me the answer. Huh? Ahsant, he has to be Muslim. Allah is pleased with the Muslims, with the believers. It has nothing to do with your color or what your achievement in this life, PhD, 3 masters, you were poor or rich, it doesn't matter. What matters, Allah is pleased with the muwahidun, with the people who died upon tawheed. Jazakallah khair wa kash. You deserve a gift, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Tayyib. So the Shaykh says, if that person, if a person who died upon tawheed, no shirk, and end up in the hellfire, because the ulama, this says, for the people who end up in the hellfire, they are those who will be in the hellfire forever. They will never come out, wal'iyadu billah. And then there is other people who will be in the hellfire for a while. But they will come out of the hellfire. They will not stay in it. Okay, so this is one of those people who end up in the hellfire, but because of they die upon tawheed, they have some iman, then that person will eventually come out of the hellfire. How? By Allah's mercy. Okay? And by the intercession, of course, by the intercession of those who Allah allowed them to intercede. And they can intercede for that person. Why? 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 Because he... What was the question? You're going to be with me now. Because Allah is pleased with him. And why Allah is pleased with him? Because he's upon tawheed. He's upon tawheed. This person, he died upon Islam. Now, قال الشيخ حفظه الله وولدت أحاديث في الشفاعة مثل حديث أبي سعيد وحديث أنس رضي الله عنهما وما في صحيح البخاري صحيح مسلم وحديث أبي هريرة السابق. He said, many hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, like hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, hadith of Anas, hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum, and the like. في هذه الأحاديث أن الله يخرج من النار من كان في قلبه أدنى 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 مثقال ذرة من إيمان من إيمان من قال لا إله إلا الله. As it came in hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out from the hellfire, these are people who are in the hellfire, but they will be out, they leave the hellfire. Who are these people? He says, anyone who is in his heart, adna, the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of the atom of faith, subhanallah, from those who says La ilaha illallah. Mimman qala La ilaha illallah. ونستفيد منها, the Shaykh Rabi says, a benefit from this, أن من لقي الله يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مخلصا يخرجه الله من النار ولو كان عنده أدنى مثقال ذرة من إيمان. Says, a benefit from this hadith, that whoever met Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah while bearing witness that none, and believing, having iman, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were sincere, sincerely from their hearts, that person will come out of the hellfire. That person who goes to it will come out from it, even if he has the lowest iman, small atom of weight of faith. The Shaykh says, ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. Says, because from the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, iman increases and decreases. What make iman increase? Money? Money, more money, more iman? Na'am. Al-amal al-salih? Na'am. Al-ta'at. Na'am, a'mal al-salih, al-ta'at. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَاتِ. Iman increases with obedience to Allah. When a person obedient to Allah, obedient to his Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, iman increase. وَيَنْقُسُ بِمَاذَا؟ بِالْمَعَاصِي. يَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعَاصِي. Iman also decreased by what? By sins and disobedience to Allah. The more a person sin, wrong himself, disobey Allah, disobey the commands of Allah, the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iman keep going down, down. قال الشيخ ربيع فينقص وينقص إلى أن لا يبقى منه إلا مثقال ذرة فيخرج الله به أقوام من النار. Said, if a people disobey Allah and wrong themselves and sin, and their iman continue to diminish and decrease until nothing left from it except the weight of an atom, very small end, very small. Still with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that little iman, person will come out of the hellfire. If a person, those people who end up in the hellfire, they will come out because of iman. The Sheikh now he says, لكن لا ينبغي للمسلم أن يعتمد على الشفاعة ويتجرأ على المعاصي فإن في ذلك خطرا عظيما. He said, a person should not like read this and say, subhanAllah, even a person sin and disobey Allah. Huh? Okay. Shafa'ah. Huh? Okay. Somebody will intercede for him. He said, this doesn't mean the person should not rely on this. He said, the Muslim should not say, okay, alhamdulillah, this very good intercession. Some people will intercede for him. And he boldly wrong himself and disobey Allah. Why he's disobeying Allah? He's like, look, man, somebody will intercede for him anyway on Yawm al-Qiyamah as long as he dies as a Muslim. You see? The Shaykh says, no, the Muslim shouldn't take this attitude and this route. Why? Because this is have a lot of danger with this. And he mentioned number one, فَقَدْ يَرْتَدُّ الْمُسْلِمْ لِأَنَّ الْمَعَاصِ بَرِيدُ الْكُفْرُ لِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, a Muslim may leave Islam because sins lead to kufr al-yadu billah. Person continue to sin and sin and sin, that may lead him once to leave Islam al-yadu billah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فقد تجره معاصيه إلى الكفر والخروج من الإسلام بأن ينقص إيمانه وينقص إلى أن يزول بسرعة بارتكاب مكفر فلا يغفر الله له ولا يأذن بالشفاعة به بل يكون مصير الخلود في النار. So this person who constantly disobey Allah and wrong himself and sin and fall into disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this person, if he become his pattern and that's what he does, subhanallah, he says, those sins may lead him to kufr and to exit Islam. How? Because his iman will continue to decrease, and he becomes so weak, and in one moment, he may do something that take him out of Islam. Because for the sins, he's weak in iman, he may do something and fall in something that take him out of Islam. And the Shaykh Rabi'i says, Allah does not forgive him if he dies upon kufr. And no intercession will be for that person, because Allah would not give permission for anyone to intercede on behalf of this person who left Islam. Rather, he says his abode will be the hellfire, وَلِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, the abode of such a person. So no one should like, okay, some people will intercede, as long as you die upon Islam, even if you did a lot of bad things, well, you end up in a hellfire, but you're going to be in the Jannah. No. Yeah, be careful. ثانيا, number two, قال وإن لم تصل به ذنوبه ومعاصي الكفر بل كان ممن لقي الله بشيء من الإيمان مع التوحيد لله عز وجل والصدق في هذا الإيمان ولو كان مثقال ذرة فإنه يخرج من النار بالشفاعة. He said, okay, yes, if a person sin, wrong himself, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but committing sins that does not kufr, does not take him out of Islam, and therefore this person met Allah with some iman, but he died upon tawheed, being truthful, That iman, even if it's so small that the weight of an atom or a small ant. فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ بِالشَّفَاعَةِ. Yes, this person will leave the hellfire with the intercession. إِذْ إِنَّ مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَكَانَ إِيمَانُهُ خَالِصًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو مخلص في ذلك ويلقى الله بذنوب أمثال الجبال فإن شاء الله عفى عنه كما في حديث البطاقة وإن شاء عذبه بقدر ذنوبه ثم بعد ذلك يخرجه بإيمانه وتوحيده وإخلاصه. The Sheikh is still, he didn't even get to the point number two, but he just given an introduction to it. Says yes, keep in mind, that's from the Aqidah of the Salaf. Anyone who met Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, not upon shirk, that his iman was purely for Allah, it was for Allah. That person, when he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no true God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, he said it sincerely, and he, that person met Allah with sins like mountains, the Aqidah, the Shaykh says of Ahlul Sunnah, if Allah wish to forgive this person, he will be forgiven and go to the Jannah. Straight. As in the hadith of Al-Bitaqa. What is the hadith of Al-Bitaqa? It's a hadith that's belonging to Imam Al-Tirmidhi. It's a hadith of a man who, Shaykh Al-Albani mentioned this hadith, and he explained it as well. And he said this hadith of a man who in Yawm Al-Qiyamah, Allah show him 99 scrolls. Every one of them as long as the eye can see. And all of them filled with bad deeds. 99, not just one. So this man thought he was doomed, he was ruined. Because he recognized every single thing written in them. So when he thought that he's doomed, he's ruined, he's destroyed, he was asked, did you have any good deed? And he's like, nothing. Allah says, La, you won't be wrong today. And a bitaqa, like an index, you know the index card, was put out for him. And he said, Ya Rabbi, what this little index card will do? Because those scrolls were put in the scale, one side of his scale. These are his bad deeds. He says, Ya Rabbi, what this little index card, what weight will have to really... Because over there, the weights, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ, those who their side scale of good deeds weight heavier than the evil deeds, he's successful. So this man, he sees 99 heavy scrolls in one side. What this little index card will do? Allah says, you won't be wrong this day. And they put that bitaqa, fatashat as-suhuf. When that little index card was put in there, it weighs so much, not only that it changed the scale, actually the scrolls scattered. SubhanAllah. What was in it? La ilaha illallah. This man said La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. The importance of La ilaha illallah. But the ulama, they says, you say La ilaha illallah and act upon it in this life. This doesn't mean also, like the Shaykh mentioned, this doesn't mean that person say La ilaha illallah and that's it. No Ramadan, no fasting, drinking, alcohol, partying, mortgage, do whatever you want to do, look at whatever you want and say, look, La, you're a Muslim. Act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you. And do your best to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this man who met Allah with Tawheed, Allah, he said, like mountains of bad deeds, evil deeds. If Allah wished to forgive him, he will be forgiven. Because he died upon Tawheed. But if Allah wants to punish him, he says, Shaykh Rabi'ah said, if Allah wants to punish that person or persons, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, they will be punished. And then inshallah ta'ala, they will eventually come out from the hellfire. What get them out of from the hellfire? Their iman. That iman they have, even a little of it. They will come out of the hellfire. Now hear what the Shaykh says. This one number two start. He says, لكن من منكم مستعد أن يبقى خمسين ألف سنة في العذاب. He says, but who amongst you now can be patient to remain in the punishment of Allah for 50,000 years? Who? You see? Okay, if that person say, look, well, I'm just going to hell for you, you're not going to be there forever. Iman will get you out. Okay, let it be, and he's going to go do whatever he wants to do. The Shaykh, he says, so who really can be patient to be in the punishments for 50,000 years? And he gave an example. هذا الذي يمنع الزكاة يلبث 50,000 سنة في العذاب فكيف بالذي يمتنع عن الصلاة لا يصلي. Says, look, in the hadith, the person who do not give the zakat in this, he don't give the zakat. He remain in the punishment of Allah for such a period, 50,000 years. Hadith Sahih Muslim. In a footnote, he mentioned the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ says, مَا مِن صَاحِبِ ذَهَبٍ وَلَا فِدَّ لَا يُؤَدِّ مِنْهَا حَقَّهَا إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة صفحت له صفائح من نار فأحمي عليها في نار جهنم فيكوى بها جنبه وجبينه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. لا إله إلا الله. حديث is collected by Imam Muslim in كتاب الزكاة on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says there is not a person who used to have gold or silver and did not pay the door right, meaning zakat, except that on Yawm al-Qiyamah he will have blades from the hellfire heated, and he will be branded with it in the hellfire. Fi nari jahannam, he will be branded with it in the hellfire, his sides, his forehead, and his back. Whenever these blades or those they are those pieces of metal, they become cold, they become heated again. And the punishment will be, he will endure it. Says in a day that is equal to 50,000 years. La ilaha. So the Shaykh said, if this is the case of someone who refused to pay the zakat, what about the punishment of the one who refused to pray? He said, what do you think of the person who don't pray? قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا يتساهل الإنسان ويعتمد على أحاديث الشفاعة ويقول الأنبياء والصالحون يشفعون في أهل النار. قال وإنما يجب أن تخشى الله وتخافه ولا تتمادى في الذنوب. So the person should not be lackadaisical and negligent, not fulfilling his obligations. And her too. And then depend on these narrations of intercession. Why they're not serious about the religion? Why they're not applying the commands of Allah, the commands of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why they're not fulfilling the obligation and falling into the prohibitions? Or they're like, look, man, you know, ahadith, shafa'ah, you know? Because they learn about this ahadith of intercession. Look, man, as long as you die upon Islam, you gotta make it Jannah. If you don't go with the first people, it's okay. You will be there, inshallah. And they may say that's what mattered to them, what the end, to be in the Jannah. The Shaykh says, no. The Muslim should not rely on this. He said, the Muslim should not say, well, the prophets, alayhi wasallam, the righteous, they will intercede on behalf of the people who are in the hellfire, which is true. So rather, the Muslim, what's incumbent upon the Muslim is that to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not persist upon sins. Nah, we wrong ourselves. قال إن وقعت في ذنب تب إلى الله عز وجل. Shaykh, he says, if you fall into a sin, and we're human, yaakhi, we're wrong ourselves. We're not infallible or ma'asumun. Yeah, we're wrong ourselves. See, people, they think sin is only killing somebody. That's a sin. Drinking alcohol is a sin. Fornication is a sin. Stealing is a sin. There's a lot of sins. What about the thing you be looking at all day? Things you be hearing? What about the negligence as related to the rights that you don't fulfill towards your parents, towards your wife, to your children, to your community, towards yourself? Rights of your Lord, the rights of Quran upon us, the rights of the Prophet, the rights of so many things, the orphans, the needy, the poor, those who are going through hardship. What about our negligence in the da'wah according to Allah? It's a lot of negligence. But you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if you wrong yourself, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالله سبحانه وتعالى مدح الذين لم يصروا على الذنوب. الله سبحانه وتعالى مدح الذين لم يصروا على الذنوب. Because Allah praised those who do not persist upon sins. What does it mean? Those who do not persist upon sins. What does it mean? They don't keep doing it. But did they commit sins or not? They did. These are people, they wronged themselves, they disobeyed Allah, they are still praised. They are praised in the Quran. They are not praised because they disobeyed Allah. They are praised because of what? Tawbah. They stopped what they did and they didn't continue on doing what they're doing. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Ali Imran. قال الله تعالى والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. Translation to English of this ayah 135 in Surah Al Imran. And those who, when they have committed fahisha, great sins, they wronged themselves with evil, they remember Allah and ask for forgiveness. Ask forgiveness for their sins. And none can forgive sins but Allah. And do not persist in what wrong they have done while they know. While they know. وفي الحديث الصحيح صحيح الإمام الألباني في صحيح الجامع للحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم ومحقرات الذنوب فإنهن يجتمعن على الرجل حتى يهلكنه. قال الشيخ والعياذ بالله. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. And then the Shaykh mentioned two hadiths. The first hadith, الإمام الألباني رحمه وتعالى said it's صحيح in صحيح الجامع, Hadith number 2687, because the hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, what Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi in his Musnad, what Tabarani fi al-Kabir, from the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Wa sahih al-Albani fi sahih al-Jami'. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be aware of those sins that many people think they are nothing. يحتقرنا. That's not a big deal, like we say in our terms. Sometimes the person, he come to him, ya akhi, it's not a big deal. You know, it's not a big thing, akhi, it's okay. He says, be aware of those sins that looks little in the eyes of the people. Because even though they are little, they're not major sins, but they will add up, huh? And keep gathering on a person until they destroy that person, liyadu billah. Wa liyadu billah. And the Prophet ﷺ also in a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, there was a part of a hadith, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Fear the fire. Protect yourselves from the fire. Now, protect yourself from the fire even by giving a half of date in charity. Even by giving a half of debt in charity. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen has a beautiful explanation, walhamdulillah, in Riyad al-Salihin of this hadith. In chapter 13, Babu Katrati Turuq al-Khayr, the chapter of the abundance of ways of good. Why I remember this? Because that's a class we study, alhamdulillah, on Wednesdays, okay? Now, after Asr. والله سبحانه وتعالى قال كذلك في سورة البقرة فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين أعدت للكافرين اتقوا النار اتقوا النار التي فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. Then fare the fire, meaning the fire of hell, whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for who? For the disbelievers. So we are commanded to fare the fire, ya akhwan. قال والعصاة كثير منهم يشاركون الكفار في هذه النار وإن خرجوا الشفاعة. He says, the sinful, the disobedience of Allah, those who are disobedient, they share with the kuffar in this hellfire. Yes, they will come out from it by the intercession, but they were in it. They were in it by, and they share that hellfire with the disbelievers, wal-iyadu billah, with the disbelievers. Allah share, they be in there with them. And then they will come out. Naam, inshallah, we continue after. Fadana. Naam, so the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, those who enter to the hellfire among the those disobedience who died upon Tawheed, they will share with the, they be there in the hellfire that the disbelievers are in it, wal-iyadu billah. Even if they come out with the intercession. The Shaykh says, but who is amongst us is ready to stay this long time in the hellfire? Wal-iyadu billah. Who is amongst us, he says, that willing to spend that time in the hellfire while other people, the people of obedience, they've been admitted to the shade of Allah, shade of the throne of Allah, while other people are in the sun, in the heat and the like, people going through terror and hardship. He says a person should pay attention. We continue inshallah next time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.